University of Colorado.
Welcome to See You on the Air. Today we're talking with University of Colorado President Mark Kennedy and the CU System's first Chief Diversity Officer, Theodosia Cook. Welcome to you both.
Good to be with you.
Thank you, Ken, for having us be here.
You both presented to the CU Board of Regents recently on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts at the university. What was your takeaway from that meeting?
You know, my takeaway is that we have a lot of energy behind these initiatives right now on our campuses and at the system level. We've aligned our chancellors, myself, our vice chancellors of diversity, inclusion, and equity to really take a strategic approach at looking at how do we shift our system structurally to really meet the needs of all of our constituents.
And I would say there's a lot of work to do, and there's a lot of work that's being done. You know, we understand we need to get results. And I spoke of the fact that not only am I pleased that we've got Theodosia on board as a direct report to me as our first Chief Diversity Officer at the system level, but that the chancellors having more direct input and reporting from their lead diversity officers as well. The hires that we've made, five of my first nine hires have been women, four have been of color, one's been a veteran, so we're making progress in terms of diversifying the team. The strategic pillars of the strategic plan, one of four, is focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion, as well as about a quarter of our measures and metrics looking to have in that plan. The initiative funds that I'm using to advance that, the commitment we have to outreach Theodosia, as well as Tony Salazar and myself, the commitment to our government affairs teams working on behalf of these goals, with our joining together with universities across the state in support of DACA and making sure our international students can enjoy the benefit of a CU education, making sure we're looking at our policies with our police to make sure they're complying with the nation-leading law that was recently passed in Colorado, looking at how we're dealing with Colorado corrections, looking at the ACT, SAT, is that cause bias in our recruiting, so many more. But we also need to do far more than this. And so having that sustained effort to develop meaningful results is something we've identified, a path we need to continue to be on. And as Theodosia said, there's a commitment, not just amongst management, but certainly the regents have that commitment as well.
As you both touched on, as we heard at the region meeting, there's quite a bit of activity regarding diversity initiatives, and we have a link to that on our show notes. But some in the CU community and beyond are still critical about the university's efforts and the pace of change. What would you all say to that?
What we're seeing is that to get the visible results in terms of a difference in the diversity of our faculty, staff, and students, which is one of the goals in the strategic plan, doesn't happen overnight. It takes time to work at that. It's where we recruit from. It's how we recruit. It's when you're dealing with faculty and staff where there isn't that much turnover, how do you evolve that over time in a way where you're doing it in a responsible manner for all involved? It's hard work, and it does take time to move the needle. And I can sense that we need to maintain the energy, the plan to go after this, and that's where we're thrilled to have Theodosia with an effort over the course of the next year to work with each of the campuses to say, how are we doing recruiting? How are we doing our support for students as they go through their time on campus? How do we get them to the finish line to increase the graduation rates for our diverse segments of students in the same way that we are treating all of our students? So it's a hard work effort, and it's gonna take some time, and I can understand the impatience and the desire for overnight success. But in some of these areas, it's going to take us a bit of time to achieve the outcomes that we're all looking for.
And I would add to that, being new to CU, what I've seen coming from the system, from my colleagues and the work that we're doing with our colleagues on the ground in the campus, is that we're working towards more collaboration, more accountability, and more transparency. And with those three things at the top of our mind, I think people will be able to see this year the impact that we'll be making with the objectives that we've laid out during the Regents meeting.
Theodosia, you became the system's first Chief Diversity Officer, as we mentioned, early in May. and protests over George Floyd's death began less than a month later. What's it been like starting such an important position at such a tumultuous time?
It has been crazy and yet still invigorating, right? This is work that is important, and the issues are coming at us fast. And I have been grounding myself in recognizing that intellectual leadership is needed here in terms of recognizing the harm that people have endured and how can we as an institution be responsible and tactfully address those concerns. And so fortunately for me, I have a wonderful team that I'm working with, and the vice chancellors on the campuses have been amazing in terms of supporting me with the information that's needed and helping me recognize the nuances of their campuses.
There's a common sentiment out there that we're at a moment of profound change in our society when it comes to issues of race and equality. Do you both agree with that?
I think we're definitely at a period of a profound change and energy in race and equality that I wasn't really that old enough to really recognize what was going on in the 60s, but it certainly has that degree of energy. And we do get some meaningful changes coming out of the 60s, and I hope that we will hear, but part of my concern is that we aren't necessarily focusing as much on the root causes as we perhaps should be. One of the causes that I think has resulted in the pandemic having a disproportionate impact on communities of color is because they don't proportionally benefit from the benefits of a higher education, which in my life and my wife's life as first generation college grads has had a very meaningful impact on us. So I would like to see some of that energy focused on the need to really think about higher education as a public good, not a private good as it's been drifting towards. I believe the changes we're making at CU will meaningfully impact diversity of our whole community and the success that all communities have when they engage with CU.
And I would add to that, you know, over the past decade, we've been grappling in our country around equity issues from Occupy Wall Street to Me Too movement to the Dakota Access Pipeline and Stand in Rock, as well as Black Lives Matter. I think to deny the fact that there aren't issues of equity that have been popping up for the last decade is to really not be aware that our country has been evaluating these issues from a racial lens, a socioeconomic lens, and gender lens, as well as other lenses, to really identify, are we living out the values of what it means to be American?
President Kennedy, obviously, being a university president is a big job, and a place like CU, four campuses, $5 billion budget, nearly 70,000 students, but where does the drive to improve diversity, equity, and inclusion rank on your priority list?
Well, the only one that comes closest to matching it and perhaps surpassing it, at least for the next several weeks, is to get back to school in the fall. There's a lot of moving parts with that. The safety and security of all of our faculty, staff, and students is of utmost importance and is capturing a lot of attention. Chancellors, myself, and all of our teams. But right alongside that, amongst our top two priorities, are making significant progress on diversity, equity, and inclusion as we bring our campuses back for the fall.
If I could ask you both to fast forward, say 1 year after many of these efforts to improve CU's climate and culture have had some time to work, what would you most hope to see?
You know, at the Regents meeting, they talked about accountability and holding us accountable for our actions. And that's the whole idea behind the strategic plan. We have in there the metrics of diversifying our faculty, staff, and students. How much? How? We have in there to increase the graduation rates for those of all of our communities. How much and how? We have in there doing a survey annually that's benchmarkable against other universities, and also something where we can pinpoint where we have the most need to advance, to progress on the way we're having all of our community feel that they belong, that they are included. And so can we create action plans that'll move the needle on that? But to have well thought through metrics that are driving towards the kind of success we all want to achieve so that we can track our progress, guide our progress, something I'm looking for. And I'm pleased that Theodosia has agreed to take on the task of going and engaging all of our campuses to see what efforts are we doing now, which of those needles do they move. how do they benchmark against best practice so we can make sure that we're fielding the best set of efforts across the campuses that will move us in a direction where we are advancing the causes of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Yeah, I would say, you know, beyond just actual systemic structural action steps that we take in regards to the many issues that we're tackling around diversity, equity, and inclusion, my hope is that our constituents begin to trust in the work that myself and the vice chancellors of diversity, equity, and inclusion are doing on the ground to ensure that our institution values this work, as well as to ensure that we are showing up in this space ready to step up for the demands that our community is making of us in regards to creating an environment that is more equitable, more inclusive, and more diverse.
Well, it's important work that both of you are doing. We wish you all the best. Thank you, CU President Mark Kennedy and Chief Diversity Officer Theodosia Cook for being with us today on CU on the Air.
The University of Colorado comprises four campuses, Boulder, Colorado Springs, Denver, and the CU Anschutz Medical Campus in Aurora. To learn more about CU, go to www.cu.edu. Thanks to our producer, Kathy Buten, and audio engineer, John Arnold. I'm Ken McConnellog, and we'll see you on the air next month.
University of Colorado.